Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, now is the time. During the summer, you can get that work done. You can get all your little home to-do lists around the house and get your little repairs or big repairs done. Right now, while you have these windows of good weather, although the sky is a little chemtrailed up. Deal. But you get the point, people, because listen, you're gonna have to have protection when the elements finally do arrive, because your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? So let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Texter says, Marcus, I swear to God, if you complain about Shang being on a TBT, I'm gonna cry. Why are you turning this against me?
I feel like I have to play the part of Steve Rummage today. Yes, just let us have things. Just let us have nice things, Marcus. Let us be excited.
Why are you turning this against me, people? I want to protect the legacies. You savages are the people. What are you? You are the die a hero or live long enough right to be a villain type of people. That's why that rings true. Because people like you want to keep on trotting your heroes out until they screw something up. And you can say,
I never reacted to me anyway. He cost us the. You see what I'm saying? You know, Rats really didn't have an excellent tournament that year.
See, you're the people. You're the people that like to turn your heroes into villains. I try to protect them. I try to take my heroes and Han Solo graphite them so you can remember them at their best.
Solo graphite them.
What was that thing? Carbonite.
Yeah, carbonite. Yeah, yeah. But Marcus.
He wasn't happy there, though.
I was gonna say, did you see Han Solo in that? He wasn't exactly happy to be in the terrifying carbonite.
But you know, I just try to freeze the time. It's not the U.S. fans. It's the players wanting to do it. You're throwing wet blankets around.
That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't want to be in the carbonite, let him be out of the carbonite.
You've never had to.
Damn.
What player, I know, right? What player would you have, if you were the coach, would you have said, enough is enough?
What player, if I were the coach, enough's enough?
If you wish you could take that player and say, no more. I mean, would you have not let Jordan go to the Wizards?
Probably. That's a good one. I mean, he did have some fun moments in that, like, All-Star game, but yeah.
And just so you know, I'm not tripping. I'd kick LeBron out right now.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
It's over.
No, he's still averaging.
You get one game.
No, he's still.
Pass it to Bronny. Bronny scores. Game over. LeBron goes, sit out.
No, the second. No, what's he averaging? What was LeBron's 20?
I mean, you and Steve.
No, there's still meat on that bone. Homie's averaging like 15 and 10.
So what?
He's averaging 15 and 10.
He's averaging more than that.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing he can accomplish but ruin his legacy. This J.J. Redick thing is just another stain.
Okay, 2023, he averaged 25.7. Seven boards.
Numbers are and getting wasted.
8.3 assists.
And they're getting wasted. I'm not saying he can't play.
Once those start dipping down.
You dipped.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still a lot on the fastball.
And he's too. It's like watching Carmelo.
He's playing 35 minutes a game.
You remember how Carmelo acted when they like he got a last shot and they were like, you know, what do you think about coming off the bench? And he was like,
I thought he embraced it.
No, he didn't. The triple time he got ran out of the league, he's like, I'm playing any part of it because he's bored. Texas, Emmitt Smith.
That's a good one.
Yeah, get him off the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Get Emmitt Smith.
Shaq would have been one. He played on about three teams
Sit
too many.
Down somewhere.
He played on about three teams too
many. Yeah, and I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm saying your best years are so far behind you. Like, just give it up for the young fellas. Like, give it up.
What about fighters? I mean, Ali, obviously, but like.
Of course, Ali.
That was rough.
Of course, Roy Jones. You can put the slit in the eyes.
He's okay.
He looked competitive. He just got beat. Tarver tore him up.
Yeah. I mean, they had a trilogy. He knocked Tarver's ass out cold in fight two of that trilogy.
I don't remember. That's a good correction then. Like, but you get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta just stop. Stop while you still got some years in you. And you can leave it up to speculation. We just had this conversation. But I also said, I'm more protective of guards and smaller bodies.
Than big bodies?
Yeah, like bigger guys, big bodies. They're not going to pull a hammy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the big guys. Little guys, I'm telling you, the perimeter guys, it's a lot more speed and change of direction at the guard speed.
No, that's true. But I see the big guys lumbering around and just in constant pain.
Yeah,
I just picture them being like Greg Oden, like the rest of their lives.
Is Greg Oden banged up? Is he
well, he was always.
He was old.
He was old.
He was the oldest looking rookie ever.
The Onion did a great story. It was talking about Greg Oden's. He was sitting down with management to talk about a contract extension.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, Greg Oden sits down with management in constant pain. And it was just like.
That's terrible.
Greg Oden reached for the pen in excruciating pain and sat back, holding back yelps.
He did it right. He gave it a shot. He said, my body's not going to hold up.
His body was banged up when he came into the league. God bless him.
He got out of there pretty good. But yeah, you get the point. I just don't like. It's just too risky to me at the end. Like, so yeah. But I'm still. I'm happy Shane's playing. Shane. As long as he's in shape, I don't want to see an out of shape Shane. I want to see him in shape. Shane still got the.
Yeah, but he looked in shape last year. Not to Marcus's standards.
Mm. Not to his own. I mean, that's what everybody was talking about. They were like, he got to drop, you know. He was even saying it when they were doing the camp. Shane was the reason they made sure they got the camp going.
Okay, that's a good point.
Because he had to drop some weight.
That's a good point.
You remember how Wayne Blackshear looked?
Yeah, but I mean, how do I say this nicely? That was always the thing about Wayne.
No, Shane. I think Shane was heavier.
No, Shane dropped weight
Was Rick on Wayne about his weight?
Yeah, but do you remember the whole fat Wayne thing? Like that was, you know, a thing.
No, I don't remember that one.
No, that was a Jason Anderson.
Okay. Thing.
Yeah. But I still I thought people were critical of
Wayne's weight more.
Great. Am I forgetting that? Help me out, text line. Am I getting Shane and Wayne mixed up? But
okay, text.
Shane dropped a ton of weight between 2012 and 2013.
I need one more. Is there a baseball player that you would have benched a year too early or ran him off?
I'm trying to think of maybe like a pitcher. Or something.
Mariano?
Nah, he still was okay. Jeter was okay. Maybe A-Rod.
You would have taken him off a little quicker?
Maybe A-Rod.
Huh. Texas says Kevin Ware should have stayed with us. Yeah, I can't think of anybody else. I was just trying to think of guys I hated seeing. Like I said, because we brought up the...
Why? I am blanking on baseball. Like, and I know there's been some. I mean, like, I saw what's-his-face.
It would have to be a pitcher. Because I hate seeing pitchers get tore up late when they try to reach down and they can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like a former Cy Young pitcher that was just nasty.
What position falls off the fastest?
Oh, it has to be pitcher.
Running back. It goes from great to...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking
goes
baseball.
Goes from great to crappy.
No, yeah. You know, there's no position that has a shelf life like running back. That's fair. And you're talking all of sports.
Yeah, all sports.
Yeah. No, running back's definitely... Running back is like mayonnaise, dude. Like, yogurt. It spoils like... You know what? Running backs are like blueberries. Like, they're great, and then they're covered in mold.
Dude,
they spoil fast, man.
Texas says Bobby Bonilla. Oh, yeah, he's good to go. Bobby Bonilla Day. David Ortiz for sure.
I was thinking about Poppy. Poppy's not a bad one.
Karl Malone on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, sit that one out, Carl.
I was okay with Gary Payton on the Lakers, though.
They got old so
fast. They did. They
did. What was it? Rick Fox, Karl Malone.
Gary Payton. Who else was on that team?
Isn't it amazing how they forget that they did that? They put that quote unquote super team together. You see what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
You see how these old men be hating? These old ass dudes just hate on everything.
What year was that?
Tim Lincecum. Good job.
That's a good one.
What year
was
it?
He was nasty.
That Karl Malone and Payton and all of them got together.
Yeah, was that like 2002? No, it was later than that.
You asked them now, though. They have no Eric Gagne.
Eric Gagne was, and I know he was juiced up.
Is Votto?
Ooh, Votto's a good one. Votto is still currently a free agent, I think.
Oh, so you just saying he don't got it.
But, no, he...
Hang it up.
He was...
Did the money... Yeah. Did he get paid?
I love Joey Votto.
Did he get a payday and fall off?
I don't think he got a payday. I mean, he was an MVP like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Like, but he just... I don't think he got paid and then fell off. I mean, he just was freaking 40.
Yeah, Karl Malone and Rick Fox and them guys. Yeah, sit this one out. Sit this LeBron conversation, super team conversation. Just sit it all the way out. Barry Z.
It's not a bad one. I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Maybe Madison Bumgarner.
The point of the conversation.
Johan Santana, maybe.
Catching a guy 2 years early, to me, if it's not about the money, catch him two years early.
He was the MVP in 2010. I didn't realize it was that long ago. That was 2015.
Look, Pippen and Barkley to Houston. Hey, sit down, Barkley. Hey, but Bob's different. I went to Houston because, boy, you still try to super team it up in Houston just like everybody else.
When was, I got to look this up. What year was it, Karl Malone, Lakers?
It probably was.
No, I think it was later than that.
202 and 205 in the last 2 years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it was.
Buck Williams of my Knicks. Ricky Williams. I still thought Ricky was going to succeed.
No, I did too. No, I'm with you on that one. I thought he was going to have a resurgence.
Where did he get his last shot at?
Damn, that's a good question. That's where we need Steve. Hakeem Steve would know.
Hakeem to the Raptors. Yeah. Patrick Ewing on Orlando. What was he doing in Orlando?
Yeah, God, I forgot about that.
That became a meme.
Yeah, that was rough.
That turned into a meme. They had Cameron and Mace battle rapping, and they used like Orlando Magic. Like, this battle was just like 10 years too late.
Yeah. Ravens. He got his last shot with the Ravens.
Ricky Williams did?
Yeah. 2011.
Jeez.
And then went to the Toronto Argonauts in the CFL.
I still thought he was going to kill it. Yeah. Like,
oh, no. He did that. He did that and then came back to the NFL. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he got suspended because my man enjoyed a little bit of the ganj. And then, played in the CFL, Toronto Argonauts for a year, then came back to the NFL.
Yeah, like I said, put it this way. I'll take you off the list if you got a divorce.
Wait. I'm listening. Why?
I'll take you off this list if you had a divorce.
Why? Because you need that money? You got to get that money back. She took half, man, at least.
Listen. If I had to give her a chunk of change instead of the long drawn out alimony, I will officially remove you from that list and you can play as long as you want. But within the last 5 years, if you already got your divorce out the way, mm-hmm. and you're in the bounce back mode, it's like, come on now, you should be back by now. But yeah. If you took a half loss, play as long as you like.
What is the? It's not a Mendoza line, or maybe it would be a Mendoza line. Yeah, it would be a Mendoza line. What's the Mendoza line for a great player? I'm talking like multiple time All Star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that'll be it. That'll be like the caveat. A multiple time All Star. What's his Mendoza line of stats before it's like, hey, bro, you got to go? Because LeBron's averaging, I said 15 and 10, just because. That's kind of my Mendoza line for, you know, a good basketball player. Like, and he's averaging 25 and 8. Like, the dude is he's still got it. He's also playing 35 minutes a game.
It's like, to me, it's not about statistics. It's,
and that's just basketball. Obviously, yeah,
what can you do for the game? What can you do for your name?
Right.
And what can you do for a team? You know?
Well, like, see, I was okay with, like, Melo in that role of, like, savvy veteran that comes off the bench that,
see,
you know.
But he's not mentor. So when you say savvy veteran, you got to be mentor.
See, you're right. He Melo wasn't. Was, but they, he also, but that's the thing. He was not a mentor like with Jeremy Lin. Ran his ass out of town. But he also had the capability of being, like, national team Melo. Where he could be ultimate teammate mode.
The game, the name, and the team are my three. And if you're missing two out of those three, you got to go.
Okay.
Like, if it's not, when I say the game, like the overall good of the game,
right.
Are you
chasing a record, you know, something along those
lines?
Yeah,
are you still bringing something to the game? Are you bringing a group to the game? Are you bringing a fan base to the game? Are you bringing, you know, whatever you brought to the game that made you, you know, a great part of the sport.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right, I like that.
Like, once Carmelo wasn't, you know, bringing something, you know.
He wasn't, like, representing Brooklyn.
Or something like that. If you weren't bringing you weren't bringing a crowd, you weren't bringing some. I loved Iverson on the Nuggets. Are you crazy?
I was okay with that, too.
Right. Texas, that's a good shot. But I loved Iverson in Memphis. That's a good one. Iverson in Memphis sucked.
That could be a good one. That could be another, like, not because there's still meat on this bone here, but a subcategory of players that, like, thrived in, like an Iverson in Denver type thing, where it's like they weren't in, you know, when you think of LeBron, or, you know, when you think of MJ, you think of the Bulls, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when you think of AI, you think of the Sixers, obviously. Mm-hmm. But people that...
AI and Carmelo was fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, it was fun.
So, to me, that group still brought, they brought something.
Yeah. You know? No, but I'm saying, like, you know, players that before they kind of fell off, like, they thrived in a second area. Like, maybe, like Shaq,
like
in
a resurgence,
like, Shaq in Miami. Like, he was pretty solid in Miami. And then it was, you know.
He just had to prove something real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm saying, but it worked. You know, when I think of Shaq, I think of the Lakers. But he was solid in Miami. And then came the Celtics, the Suns, yeah, the chip
on
Cavs.
Your, yeah, chip on your shoulder guy, resurgence guy with chip on your shoulder. That has about a 20% success rate,
yeah,
in my opinion.
So I'm saying, like,
Derrick Rose.
Great resurgent.
Derrick Rose in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He had, you know, he or New York. Was it New York?
He showed flashes in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Just had a couple moments, yeah, you know, but it was worth
it. He had the garden chanting his name a couple times.
Yeah, it was worth the gamble. Texas says, at this stage of LeBron's career, it reminds me of Jordan's last 2 years with the Wizards. Stats look look decent, but something. I agree. He looks stiff, boy.
He's 38. Like,
I know, he looks.
And he's playing 35 minutes a game. Like,
I know it hurts, LeBron. It hurts. You're hurting, man. I'm like, dude, I can see the stiffness. I can see it hurts. You're in great shape. You won. You won. It's over. You win. Quit. What does Donovan have to say?
All right. This is Donovan. I love videos like this because my man's in his car driving, and anytime I see a great athlete, I'm like, they're just like us. They're just like us.
I've been saying the same shit. Like, oops. Saying how much I like it. And every day it's like, oh, he gonna do this, he gonna do that. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think it's hilarious. It is what it is. But I'm glad I got this shit done, man. Glad I got this shit done, Cleveland. Now you can focus, you know what I'm saying?
You can take it off. Like, I don't know what to say. Point being, Donovan got paid.
Yes, he did.
Donovan got paid. He's in Cleveland. This is going to be his – this is going to be his
– it's his time.
Yeah. But here's – but again, look, bouncy Donovan, you're not going to see him. You're not going to see the Duncan Donovan. It's going to see him just be awesome. But I'm not worried. Okay. Okay.
Wait, how come we're not going to see Bouncy Donovan?
He's 6'3". He's a lot of wear and tear on a short, on a guard. Nicky, we've worked together long enough to know. That's why I don't rebound. It's hard for a guard. It's hard for a guard to jump around those big old centers. He's too little to be doing that. He's older. He did get paid though. So
that's what I'm saying.
He just, but bouncy Donovan, you just know.
So what type of Donovan are we gonna see?
Shooter score Donovan.
Shooter score,
yeah,
Donovan.
Yeah, the Devin Booker kind. Just the,
okay. Okay. Yeah.
No, he's awesome. He's going to be awesome on the floor, but he's not going to be...
Not bouncy.
Not attacking the rim, posterizing big man anymore.
Okay. But I like that, Donovan.
We all do, but it's like... You can't... Okay, you want 6 more years you want 3 more years of prime Donovan or 6... A really, really, really good Donovan.
All right,
Donovan, I want 6 more years.
I'll take the quantity.
Yeah.
I kind of like the quality.
And he's, Donovan, enjoy your money.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You worked hard to get paid. Take care of them legs. okay, the video.
Yeah.
Cardinal commitment. Let's do it. Do you have it? Yeah. Listen, I don't know how this is going to translate. Cardinal commitment, not just videos, Looks like a mini series coming soon. Let's hear it. Preview.
If we do nothing else today and nothing else this week, it's the attention to freaking detail on the little things.
Pause. What kind of electricity injection of adrenaline, electricity, testosterone by putting that Bahama trip in your summer? Oh my God.
Oh God. You got something to run for now.
Can you imagine if you were a player?
You always did, but you know what I mean.
And they really just stick that right in the middle of your summer, and you didn't know you were going to be doing that when you joined this team, and you were 2 weeks in, you're like, man, it's killing us. You know what I'm saying? And you're just learning everything, and then they stick that one right on the board.
Yes, please.
I love it for those kids over there to get that. You know, I bet it turned up these practice. You were thinking, we'll fight, and then we'll see who starts. And, you know, it's like, no. It's right around the corner, like this month. Okay, keep going.
You got to go faster, man. I'm going to hit you on that back cut, catch on 2 feet.
Only two options you have here. Do it right. Pause. Or do it.
Hit you on a back cut, jump stop. You remember I yelled for the last 5 years? Jump stop, jump stop. Ooh, jump stop, y'all.
If we were to make that a drinking game, watching a game with you, how drunk and how fast?
3 minutes. Let it go again.
I'm going to rewind it just a skosh because we had Coach Foy in there being awesome.
Yeah, I'm cutting up.
Catch on 2 feet.
Only two options you have here. Do it right or do it again. That's it.
Passing, catching, finishing, executing. Okay? 4:52 on the clock. Do it again.
My God.
Only two options. Do it right.
If we do or nothing do it again. Else today.
Did you hear Coach Foy in the background, people? We only have two options. Do it right or do it again.
You put that on a t-shirt, man. That's some Eric Thomas.
Do it right or do it again. God, it's beautiful. You run through a set that has seven passes, and the accountability when somebody screws it up at pass seven is what makes sports great. Hating your screw up teammate is what makes sports great, right? That is the camaraderie of it. We have to run 13s because you screwed it up, and I get to give you a hard time because eventually I'm gonna screw something up.
Yeah, right. And you'll hold me accountable. I'll hold you accountable.
I get to hold you. And everybody gets to act more mad than they are. That is enjoyable to me to see. You know, just like I think about that, Nikki. You know what I saw?
What's that?
I'll circle back around to it. Do it right or do it again. When somebody screws something up, right? Nobody's really that mad about having to run more. If you play this sport, if you play basketball, if you play football, if you play something, you get like people who act like they're just, you know, just can't run. It's like, what are you doing? This is football. This is
yeah.
Basketball.
It's what we do.
This is what we do. If you were in a game, would you ever complain about, you know, just pretty tired? Yeah, shut up. You don't get to the high level. You don't get to Louisville not being able to run.
Right.
Not being able to run. But when somebody screws up and you're running as a punishment. in real life, you've had to run harder from, you know, conditioning or something else. But just to get the we get to gang up on our team,
yeah, right?
And just damn,
you spit right,
right? Because like, what's the worst? Like, if running's the worst discipline that you have for screwing up,
right?
That's why everybody's programs that have you running for punishment. Do it right, do it again. Screw it up, we yell at you. We laugh at you because the coach laughing or the coach yelling at you. See if you cry or something.
See if you cry.
Yeah, see who the coach can make cry in today's practice.
Did you ever see that?
Yes. What do you mean? Yeah, there's embarrassment. There's shame. there's a multitude of ways. It's like, no, you feel like you're going to either – shame, you're gonna get cut, you're not pulling your weight, you know, just I'm never gonna play, you know, just like, you know, just days where a guy doesn't have it, like he's screwing it up and he keeps shaking his head yes, like he understands, and he gets out there and then the team don't help. Like I love these little, you know, these little clips where everybody's picking up each other and yeah, you know, right? In real life, it's like, turn off the camera.
And they're just, they're just absolutely tearing each other apart.
Quick.
Tearing each other down.
Quick commercial break. 99 The Bill.
It happens.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I know we're to the bottom of the hour. Let me just pass along one of our day ones. I'm going to pass along this number to you. If you are currently in the market to buy or sell your home, or you want information about the process, you want to know what some options are, you just remember Derek A. Stewart is one phone call away. You may see some billboards of him around the city. You may see him on all social media platforms, closing deals, just making a lot of moves. He knows everything about the housing market. If you have any questions, if you need another person kind of on the hunt for you, if you have something particular in mind that you're looking for, Derek A. Stewart. So write down this number, 502-314-9868. Again, Derek A. Stewart. 502-314-9868. Cardinal commitment videos are coming, so I'm very excited about that. And again, I'm gonna say it again. I don't care who's listening. Drew, if you're listening, I'm throwing you squarely under the bus every single time. It's such a simple, easy idea to run these channels. Put out these videos. I'm so glad. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but I'm really glad the basketball department gets it. Just saying, hey, we can put out content that people are always starving for. Like I said, I respect the different ways all coaches carry themselves. Again, you know, every coach has a way about going about things, and they all, you know, if you're in it for the right reason, I feel like you can do right by the kids. But the videos is one of those things, like really high on my on my, that was my off-season wish list kind of thing. Like, yes, I really, really hope they really take advantage of the video department, the YouTube department, the Twitter department. This is, oh, it's content that we can enjoy. But best part about the video card of commitment is, again, the do it right, the two options, do it right or do it again. And that is very, very fun. Nikki went through a couple of traumatic experiences during the commercial break of either, but
that was cathartic. I was going back to the times I almost cried in practice.
He made a third option, or beat somebody up, or give the coach the evil look that says, you know, this is not going to go good. Like, we have to find a different option on this one. But yeah, like I said, to put a good note on this. Yes, I've seen coaches get on kids, shame them to crying. I've seen teammates egg it on to produce the crying, right?
Ooh. So you had more savage teammates, but yeah, you played at a much higher level. Like,
oh, the more mentally just damn it. I mean, just like if you can get it at a really, really high level and the coach just really maintain a level of discipline and respect without, you know, I mean, you got to be sharp. Like, you have to be very, very controlling to keep teammates off of each other.
Right.
Like, but even the most disciplined coaches don't see the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, again, there's a lot of standard. Like, if I find out you guys are, you know, doing something like this, you know, to your teammates, or saying these kind of things to your teammates, you know, you're gone, you know, something like that. But those coaches usually end up sucking, because it's hard. It's hard to keep that level of heavy-handed discipline. You know what I'm saying? You almost make your players turn on each other, you know, by censoring them too much. But I will say this. If a coach gets a player crying, you know, you might make a joke about it, but you see how passionate this teammate of yours is about the sport.
Right. So they almost earn a little bit of respect.
You come out, every breakdown you see from a teammate is going to be a positive at the end, for sure. I mean, like I said, you know, you can get the funny stuff out, you know, the ha-ha, you know, yeah, coach had you break down, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, at the end, it's like, nobody, you don't cry unless you're really passionate. You cry and leave, and then it's like, okay, good. You know, like, okay, this wasn't for you. But you still don't feel bad. You're like, okay, I'm glad we saw that he's got some other stuff going on. He couldn't hack it, and we're fine. But I mean, most people cry and then they come back harder, you know, or come back tougher, or you talk to the coach or have a little meeting, and you know, but nobody softens up on the crier. So you cry usually ends up getting a little more dog, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or something like that. But yeah, I haven't seen like people lose their status, like jailhouse law, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, geez, jailhouse law.
Yeah. Like most people are just, hey, you had a bad day, got tea, but I'm glad you care. Rather than moper.
Yeah, right.
Moper guy.
Moper guy gets no respect.
Moper guy is like, coach, you got to get him out of here. You get him
out. He's bringing everybody.
Yeah. Moper guy who has a couple bad practices, get benched, and turns into moper. He's top five.
Yeah, we got to fix that. That's contagious.
Moper guy is top five worst teammates on the planet.
Moper, who is your guy? Moper guy? No, I'm kidding. No. Kidding.
Moper guy and I was open guy.
Oh, those are two.
Soccer was really bad about that.
Oh, God. Soccer, that's one thing, like, I've never seen a sport where you can actively show up your teammates.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
they break all the bro code. Sports bro codes.
Like, part of me is like, you guys are going to party after this together? Because I'd be beating out of you.
In soccer, it's you get to show up teammates. You see how they get on the refs?
Oh my God.
They look like they're like they're ambushing the refs after every play.
Right.
So ambushing refs, flopping, showing up teammates. Like, soccer may be the most pompous sport.
It's the most dramatic. And I ain't hating. Like, I got, like, ton of respect for soccer. Ton of respect for soccer. You know, we got to hang out with, you know, the soccer guys, you know, right. In college, you know, we were friends.
Soccer's just on the mark today.
But no, seriously. Well, I mean, hey, look, you know, it's a story. You know, we're talking about this is what Lightsey always brought this up. If you, you know, people are talking about you, it means that you've transcended into the right. Sports lexicon, and then you're going to have to deal with the takes and everything like that. But yep, soccer right. is just. Like, I mean, I knew they all liked each other, mm-hmm. But there was times I was like, you guys are all friends. Like, you know, but the way you treat each other on the pitch, my God, I'd probably punch you.
They break a lot of sports guy rules.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Seriously, yeah, like if someone showed you up like that on the court, I mean, afterwards you'd be like, hey, we need to talk or throw hands or something.
The goalies show up the defenders, you know, like if somebody gets a shot on goal too quick, gets a shot on goal too fast.
Yeah.
You know, the goalies to get up and just, what are you doing? What
right. are you doing? It's like, I'm okay with the goalie because okay. maybe it's because.
Yeah, leadership in the back.
Well,
yeah,
that yeah. and also I've dealt with hockey goalies. Mm-hmm. They're all lunatics. Mm-hmm. As a defenseman, you know, one of my biggest regrets was not knocking him the hell out one time after practice, but he was our starting goalie and I felt weird hitting him. But he was one of my best friends. He still is one of my best friends, but he was a lunatic
right.
back there, screaming, okay. carrying on and everything like that. So part of me is just like, ah, that's just the goalie being a goalie.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
but I'm saying like a forward being like I was wide open or like pissed off, like, oh my God. Like,
soccer's bad.
Seriously, like, yeah, seriously. And they make you look like it was not my fault. It was all your fault. Like, can you imagine a basketball player doing that or a football player doing that to a quarterback?
Wide receivers?
Yeah. Wide receivers can be dramatic, but I mean, not even to the extent of soccer
players. You can fake like you got, like you broke your leg every single time you get touched.
Yeah.
What other sport can you do that?
Well, you can do it sometimes in football.
Sorry, but. Soccer. You just had to be the punching bag today. Sorry about that. So all my soccer aficionados are pissed off today. We'll go hard on basketball players tomorrow or something.
All right, no worries.
Appreciate you, Nikki. 939 The Veil.